Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here with some advice on healthy living. Have you recently begun to compost in a tumbling bin and have discovered grub worms? Well, it's a very common thing. People ask me all the time how to get rid of them. My answer, though, is that most of these grub worms that you see in compost piles and in healthy soils in general are usually the good kind. They're primarily the ones that feed on dead and decaying organic matter rather than on live plant foliage and roots. Their recycling and their soil aeration from their tunneling is actually quite helpful in the organic management of the garden. That doesn't mean that they won't damage plants if the population gets out of control, so keep an eye out for excessive populations. If necessary, they can be killed by applying granulated spinosad products or beneficial nematodes. You might want to look at the additional information about the rhinoceros beetles, which are the adults of these fat grub worms. It's in the library on our website. It's also in the Texas Bug Book that Malcolm Beck and I wrote. P.S. The common tumbling compost bins are not my favorite because they don't hold enough volume. If you don't have the room to just pile the material on the ground, get the Shepherd composter. It's the best. It's very durable and holds lots of material and is easy to manage. For all your gardening, landscaping, and pest control questions, or to join the Organic Club of America, visit DirtDoctor.com or our Facebook page for help and tune into my talk show this and every weekend. Go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens.